Your KZN, your news. East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The DA in KZN says it will meet with its coalition partner, the IFP, in the Umhlatuze municipality to finalise the appointment of a new deputy mayor. It follows the passing of Christo Buerta last month. The party says it's triggered a reshuffle within the municipality's leadership structures. Well, DA KZN chairperson Dean McPherson says Mozi Mtshali has since been elected as the DA's new caucus leader in Umhlatuze.
Councillor Mtshali will also fill the vacant executive committee seat in the municipality. The DA wishes Councillor Mtshali well in this new role and is confident he will continue to serve the people of Umhlatuze with diligence and commitment.
In the south of Durban, the Shellcross Community Policing Forum has called for vigilance and calm following the attempted murder of a Chatsworth resident. Police say the 45-year-old man was shot by unknown suspects on Alpine Drive. The motive remains unclear, but it's understood the man was shot more than 9 times, allegedly over his fight against drugs in the area. The local CPF's Yogita Naik is calling for increased police visibility and security patrols.
This is the first incident of this nature in Shellcross in a long time, which makes it shocking and frightening for all of us. Whether it is isolated or connected to other issues, including attempts to stop drug activity, is something only SAPS can determine through their investigation. Incidents like this should never occur in any community. While this is shocking for Shellcross, we recognize that gun violence and attacks on community members are happening across KZN. We are not unique, but we must be united.
In further afield, the International Criminal Court's Chief Prosecutor Karim Khan has been suspended following an investigation into sexual misconduct allegations. The claims first emerged in 2024 and were brought by a woman who worked for him at the court's headquarters in The Hague. Khan will now be referred to disciplinary proceedings before all 125 ICC member states, which will vote on his fate in a special session. Khan, who has repeatedly denied wrongdoing, says the decision to suspend him is unlawful, procedurally unfair, and unsupported by evidence. Well, back home, residents in Opongolo in northern KZN have been urged to remain vigilant after a lion escaped from the Mkhuze Falls Game Reserve. KZN Ezemvelo Wildlife says the big cat remains at large after last being spotted 2 days ago near the R66 road between Opongolo and Gwanongoma. Spokesperson Musa Mdambo has encouraged residents to immediately report any sightings to them or the nearest police station.
Depending on maybe say where they see the lion, if maybe say they feel like they might be attacked, the best is to try and move back slowly, trying to raise your hands and try to make yourself big, and then don't run because you'll never be able to run away from a lion. When you are in a group, try to stay in a group together, and so it can look like it's a big group.
While lion sightings outside reserves are uncommon, he says they do occur occasionally when animals escape from their enclosures.
They do come out now and then. It might go to where there is water. It might go to where there is a thick bush. It might go to where there are cows. It might go away from the noise. Animals are scared of human beings. So if they see a human being, in most cases, they run away. But they'll only attack in most cases, maybe say, when they feel like they are cornered. We've heard lions escaping. I think it was 2 weeks or so ago. One escaped from HIP and then just brought back.
The top story this hour, the DA in KZN says it will meet with its coalition partner, the IFP, in the Umhlatuze municipality to finalise the appointment of a new deputy mayor following the passing of Christo Buerta last month. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanye.